3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
And it's Exfabula Radio on Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Rachel Owens in the studio with Exfabula co-founder Leah Delaney. Hello.
Hi. I'm so excited for this weekend.
Me too.
Yes, doors open, Milwaukee, and 95 degree weather, it feels like.
Pretty much. So, yes, doors open, a great event in Milwaukee. And so, Milwaukee-centric stories today.
You know it. Yeah, if you've been living under a rock for the past couple of years, Doors Open Milwaukee is such a great event. It allows all of us pedestrians in Milwaukee to get behind the scenes and open those doors in Milwaukee that we don't normally or are able to get behind and check out the good stuff, what makes us tick. So we chose a couple of stories that revolve around our fabulous city of Milwaukee. We're going to start out today's show with an actual story that was from last year's Doors Open Milwaukee when we partnered up with Historic Milwaukee for a story slam that was held at the Wisconsin Black Historical Society. Let's listen to Jeanette Ariano's story from our Doors Open Milwaukee story slam in 2016.
All right. So growing up as a kid was a little bit different for me. Originally, I'm from Houston, Texas. And I hated the weather outside. I hated going outside. But I know that I love two things, and that was eating and drawing. And I excelled at both of them. And my mom would always stay impatient for me. She would always grow impatient every time I pretended like I was doing something in the kitchen. In reality, I was just opening up that fridge and getting either an old taco from 2 days ago or a cold weenie real quick. So she kept telling me and kept telling me, what are you gonna do with yourself? What are you gonna do? You can't just stay with us for the rest of your life, because I love the kitchen. But I knew that I had to do something for myself, not only for me, but for my family. I didn't know what to do until I came across a recruiter. A recruiter from Milwaukee, all the way to Texas. I had no idea what she was doing there. But she was recruiting students for art school. And I didn't even know an art school existed in Milwaukee. She was telling me about how amazing the students were and how amazing the art was and how you can become something. You can become an artist and make change. And I went with that. I was so excited when I finally got accepted into the Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design. And with a 1/3 scholarship, I was like, yeah, that 1/3 scholarship's gonna make it. I don't need to work at all. I had no idea what that meant because I wasn't good at math, but I knew it was gonna get me somewhere. It was a mind-blowing experience for me, those first couple of days. It wasn't because the students didn't enjoy art. We both loved art, we all loved art, or that they weren't my same age, but I didn't know how to connect. I was one out of 6 brown Latino students inside of MIAD, and I couldn't connect with culture, with music, with what I enjoy to do. Why? Because my only interactions with white people were on TV. Full House, Step by Step. I knew that. That was great. Ricky Lake, Jerry Springer, probably not the best examples, but I knew that. I never had that one-on-one interaction, and I didn't know how to continue. I had two things on my mind. One, that 1/3 scholarship wasn't gonna get me that far. And two, I had to find a way to connect. First job I had to do was get a job. What I know how to do? Eat. What did I like to do? Be in the kitchen. So I grabbed my first job in the back of the kitchen at Maya. And I hated it again. I didn't know, I was just this angry brown girl. I was like, why am I gonna go in a kitchen if I'm gonna wash dishes for people I don't know? And two, why do I wanna wash dishes if there's no food on it? So on my first day, I walk in, expecting not to get connected, not to know anyone, to feel left out, until I heard the music in the kitchen and the screaming in the kitchen. I told you to get the pizza out, now it's all burnt. When I went in, I felt a comfort because it was a totally different environment. In actuality, even though the majority of the students were white, all of the kitchen staff was black. And I walked in because I felt that comfort. I knew that I wasn't the only person that was left out. But again, I still didn't know how to connect. So I did my job, and I started washing those dishes. I was still angry until a cook came by, a cook named Larry. And he said, "Girl, what you doing? Why are you so angry at those Cheerios?" I had no idea, and all I could do was laugh. And he said, "By the way, what are you, Mexican or Indian? You gotta be one of those." Again, that made me giggle. But that also gave me that looseness, that comfort, to where I could say, "I don't need to tell you." It continued, the rambling back and forth between me and Larry. My favorite parts were on Fridays. There were fish fry Fridays. And everybody was excited because they had all this Tupperware. I didn't know why until we started serving food. The students would come by to the front of the hot food section, would look at it, and say, "I don't eat bottom feeders," and would walk away as they ate their cereal and cold sandwiches. Being from the South, I love catfish, and everybody in the kitchen sure did love catfish as well, enough to bring Tupperware to take it home with them. And I enjoyed those moments because I remember there were times where I didn't enjoy eating any of the food my parents would make. But that connection was there. The fact that I could enjoy something that others could relate to. They were not only a kitchen staff, they were not only cooks, they were my mentors. They were my counselors. And anytime I was angry at school, I would tell them, "I just don't know. I just don't know how to connect," until that word, those couple of words came out. "I just don't know how to connect with white people." And Larry came by and he looked at me. And he said, "Girl, why the fudge?" He didn't use fudge. "Why the fudge are you trying to connect with anybody else? The only person you have to connect with is yourself. And whether they like you or not, that's not up to them. That's up to you." I took that to heart. But I also just threw it off and said, "Ah, Larry, you don't know anything." And that continued. I got to enjoy the whole kitchen staff, from Miss Cynthia, Mama, Miss Joanne, Larry, and Frankie. A year passed away. I ended my school term. I stayed there for 3 years. I came back to visit everyone and was told that Larry had passed away. It was heartbreaking, but at the same time, I was so happy that I had someone to connect with. And if I could go back and be my own recruiter, I would say, "Go to Milwaukee Institute of Art and Design. It's amazing. They have a great kitchen staff that will show you about community, diversity, culture, and a class within itself." Thank you so much.
And that was Jeanette Ariano's story, all about community.
I love that her pitch for the MIAD being such a great school has a really great cafeteria.
Yeah. Food. Food is very important.
So a great Milwaukee themed story there. And again, in the spirit of Doors Open, we have another Milwaukee themed story.
We do. But before we jump into that one, I do want to mention that we have another fantastic volunteer orientation. If you have any desire to become a part of what makes X Fabula tick, please come to our orientation, which is going to be held on Tuesday, September 26th at 6 p.m. You can see what all the fun is about. But let me grind the gears back to our second Milwaukee-centric story. This one, Weston Meyer, is talking about our Smallwaukee-Milwaukee situation. Here's Weston Meyer.
I owe meeting the love of my life and my life itself to a chance meeting here in Milwaukee. I grew up as a Wisconsin kid, grew up in Sturgeon Bay, Door County. I went to college in UW-Madison, and 4 years of college, and I decided I wanted to go to medical school. I hear about this little school in Milwaukee I've never heard about before, Medical College of Wisconsin, and I think, you know what, it's local, I should apply to it. I wanted to stay in Madison. That was the college town, you know? But then I apply, and I get here, and I really enjoy the interview for a couple of reasons. First, the school is great. Secondly, so I was applying for the MD-PhD program. As if going to medical school wasn't insane enough on its own, I also wanted to be a research scientist. I went to this combined interview that had all of 5 other applicants there. So in the morning of the interview comes around, I walk into the room, and there are 5 other people, 4 guys, and the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. And I know her. And I can't place it, but I know her face, and I'm like, do you go to Madison? Were you a biochemistry? Yeah, okay. Were you in the biocorp? Okay, yeah, you took that class. Were we in the same bio? And within about 5 minutes of talking, we realized that we've gone to about every single class together for the last 3 years, and never met. I walk in the room, I see her, I recognize her, we talk a little bit. My first thoughts are, this girl's kind of cute. Her first thought, as you know, she tells me, was, this kid is here. I was competition. We were both similarly pedigreed applicants from the same school, and these programs are competitive. So it goes on and on. And my primary concern is, of course, still getting into medical school, but getting this girl's phone number has quickly become a close second. And I have 2 days to do it. It's a 2-day interview. One for the medical school, one for the PhD. Okay, so I've got time. So dinner comes around the first night, and applicant hosts, the students there, are taking us out for dinner. And so we're gonna roll out in their cars over to the restaurant. So there are 2 people driving. One person has like an SUV, and the other person has a PT Cruiser. This girl starts to head towards the PT Cruiser, and I'm like, well, here we go. And I head that direction. They're like, Wes, are you sure you don't want to go in the SUV? I'm like, no, I'm flexible. I'm good. Hey, how are you doing? The second day comes around, and we get to talking some more. She says, you know, my mom was going to pick me up to bring me home, but she's having trouble getting to this part of town. She's busy, held up at work. And I said, my parents are coming to pick me up. We can drop you off. That's no big deal. You live around the area. And that would have worked out great, except we had like 3 feet of snow that day. So after the interview concluded, we had about 3 hours to get to know each other while we waited for my parents to come pick us up. And in that time, I got her phone number. And I also learned that the next semester, we would both be taking a course in archaic weaponry. So needless to say, we get back, we started dating, and for the first 6 months of our relationship, we beat up on each other with wooden swords. It was very, very therapeutic. She ended up doing an apprenticeship under a urogyn oncologist during our first year of medical school. And she saw a really bad case one day of a kid about my age with testicular cancer. She came home kind of, you know, shaken up, and she's like, you're doing like the self exams, right? And I'm like, you know, once in a while. And she's like, do it tonight. And I'm like, all right, fine. So I did an exam that night, and I found a lump. So long story short, old Lefty had to go. And I am now 3 years cancer-free. And I owe it all to a chance meeting in Milwaukee. Thank you.
And And that was Weston Myers, Falling in Love in Milwaukee.
That story took a bit of a turn, but I'm glad in the end it had a happy ending.
Yes, indeed. All information, Exfabula, memberships, story slams, our fellowship program, which is coming up soon, orientations. You can get all that at exfabula.org.
Fantastic. All right. Well, I'm hoping that you get out, enjoy more of this gorgeous weather,
yes,
and Doors Open Milwaukee, and we look forward to the beginning of season 9.
Yes, us too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Leah.